Blog Talk Radio.
Is the computer buffering? What's going on, people? It's your man, Beast from God, live on the off-ramp, November 30th, 2023. Welcome to the last day of November! I know, it's crazy. We're the last month of the year. That shit happened quick, yo. Welcome to the off-ramp, the show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people! Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. She was popping in these streets. She was going on your hood, my hood, hoods across America. Me and my folks like to get together. We talk politics, religion, sports, movies, music, all types of stuff. We developed the off-ramp so that people can have a discussion about real-life topics, real-life subjects, and have real-life conversation. Don't want everybody to just be arguing with their Twitter fingers, fighting on the internet about different subjects. We like to really talk it out. Really conversate about life. See what you really feel. You can learn something. You can express your opinion. You can do all that on the off-ramp, man. It's an open space. That's why I say it's a show for the people, by the people, because, you know, this is where we all get to rap. This is where we all get to say our opinion. No judgment. Just good conversation. So if you want to call in, feel free, 929-477-3975. You get us up on all the social medias. We're on Twitter. I got two different names on Twitter. We on Instagram. We on Facebook. We on everything. I just don't ever really check because I'm not good at the social media stuff. But one day someone's going to come along and say, yo, the show with all you and your friends is great. We're going to run your social media, and I'll say thanks. I'm broke. I can't pay you, but I appreciate you. So with that being said, we'll get right to the start. I got the lovely, the wonderful, the educated, the sick, DJ C. Siren in the building. DJ C. Siren, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
Doing all right. Good evening, everybody.
You sound like you got cotton in your nose as you're highlighting paper doing work at night. I got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
My bad. Oh, man, you know me, blessed and highly favored as always. Not sick, not congested, feeling great, man, like a million bucks.
So what the fuck did you just clear in your throat, no homo? You ain't sick, not congested. What was all that hock spitting you just did when you came on the microphone, no homo?
All right, man. I ain't gonna be doing this fast stuff no more, man. I'm eating some sloppy Joe.
Oh man! All right.
Sloppy Joe and tater tots for dinner, man. Sloppy Joe and tater tots for dinner, man. It's the dinner of champions.
I was going to say, yeah, that's rough. You all right?
Come on, that's rough, man. It's amazing, man. Delicious.
Ain't no potatoes.
Canned meat. No homo. Oh, man, I love to hear it. That is my man Blur. Keep it in my heart. Oh, man, that's funny. I got my man MX here in the building. MX, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Everything's everything. Everything's everything, man. How's everybody?
Good to hear. Good to hear. Good to hear. Glad to have you as always. Got my man New York in the building. What'd you say, MX?
I'm paying attention.
Oh, okay. All right, got my man New York in the building. New York, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Look, I'm good. Good. What's popping with the population?
Nah, man, you sound stuffed up, man. You good? You stuffed up, or is that just breathing in weed smoke?
Yeah, it's the latter. It's the second one.
Well, good to hear. And I got the lovely, the wonderful, the other well-educated, Doc Navy in the building. Doc, what's happening?
Oh, man, I'm clearing something. Wait a minute. What's happening in the world? I'm here to learn something tonight. I'm excited.
Good. Good to have you as always. Now, as always, I have all of y'all. Oh, you need to be sending a text, my bad, sis. As always, you guys are all off mute. Please mute your own backgrounds so that everything can come in as clear as possible. Feel free to jump into a topic whenever you want. Just be mindful of other people talking because, you know, when we try to talk over each other and we get the joking and the laughing and the arguing and all that stuff, it just sounds like nothing but static on the replay. And try to keep your thoughts concise. If you want to ramble, I'm cool with it, but, you know, let other people jump in to argue with you. What do we want to start tonight? Do we want to start serious or do we want to start funny? DJ C-Siren, what you think? You want to start serious or you want to start funny?
Funny.
Diddy!
Funny.
Brother, look, I knew something was wrong when he started campaigning as Just Love. I knew something had to be going on. When everything he was talking about was love, he was trying to portray an image. And next thing you know, when Biggie was talking about tying up people in the basement, he was talking about P. Diddy. I can't believe Diddy. I guess I should say can't believe because I don't really know these people. But Diddy, it sounds like, had an anger problem. He seems like he's always had a little bit of an anger problem. And look, this is all allegedly, because I don't know how true it is, but him and Cassie went through some things. Well, Cassie filed a lawsuit and basically said Diddy did all types of wild stuff to her and forced her to do some stuff. And she wanted $100 million. And in less than 48 hours, that man settled. Now, we don't know what it was for. Settling isn't an admission of guilt. But he settled quick. So I got two thoughts. One, he settled because he didn't want more stuff coming out. That could be true. Even though now he has another accuser. Two, he could have settled because he felt like he really did something wrong and he wanted to make it right with her because he still cares about her. Because we all care about people that just because we ain't with them no more doesn't mean we don't care and wish for their well-being. So it's pretty shocking because Diddy put out a dope R&B album, if you ask me. I've been rocking it. I think it's really, really good, but I don't know if we got to put him on the R. Kelly list. Blur, let me ask DJ C-Siren. I know she ain't here doing all types of shit. I got a beef with y'all about relationships and what y'all other people do. We'll talk about that in a minute. But DJ C-Siren, what you think about Diddy?
I mean, we can say allegedly to a lot of things he's done, but we know for a fact he did go and hit Un with a champagne bottle in the head.
I mean, Jay-Z stabbed Un.
No, Un got stabbed. Who did he hit with the champagne bottle?
Drake.
No.
But Drake probably said.
No, this was for the Hate Me Now video.
J. Cole? Oh.
He had charges for this. So this
he did fight J. Cole. You shouldn't fight J. Cole.
I'm talking about before this. This is Nas, Hate Me Now video.
Hype Williams?
I don't know if it was Hype. Who, y'all remember who he hit with the champagne bottle?
Anybody know? Who did he hit with the champagne bottle?
Nah, I can't think of that one.
News. sound like fake news to me, man.
No, it ain't fake. He was mad about the Hate Me Now video. Court
Little X, maybe? Director Little X? I do remember him being mad about the Hate Me Now video because they had him strung up and then people were saying he was trying to imitate Jesus and everything. Or was that Nas?
Right.
Whatever. He was mad about the Hate Me Now video. I do remember that time.
Yeah. So,
I don't understand that. Yeah, Sean Puffy Combs pleaded guilty to harassment Wednesday in a New York case, which has been charged with assault on record exec Steve Stout.
It was Steve Stout. So,
why would you be mad at Steve Stout? Don't Steve Stout make the beats? I'm
so... Steve Stout's an Texas. Anyway, so we already know he is already assaulting folks. I just don't put it past him. We know there's been a lot of murmurings that before this came out that there was something kind of twirling around in his world. And two, the whole brother love change and all this stuff and love each other, that is definitely going the route of Russell. That's a Russell Simmons move right there.
Russell moved to India.
Uh-huh. And became a... A guru, and a meditation. Yeah, it's the same shit. Yeah,
Russell,
no.
A telemarketer.
We trying to escape the path of drugging, raping, whatever.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Don't get us in trouble.
Allegedly.
Oh damn! You gave it a who lessons like that. That's foul. We got mad people. I'm like, all right, DJ, she's tired. I'm done with you. We got my man Hov in the building. Hov. You're alive, just watch your background. But Doc Navy, what you think about Diddy?
So DJ C. Cyrus may already know, I already got hate for this man because I think he was a part of the truth of why Biggie's dead today. So, yeah, I don't put it past him that he's violent. I think he's a hateful person. That's my allegedly. And so, yeah, I just don't get good vibes from him at all. He just can't get right. Think about it. Think about how many artists he's been through, how many of those specifically he tried to get to replicate, duplicate, be like Biggie. It ain't work. He can't keep an artist. He can't keep a band. He can't keep going on. What's really happening? And I think his name coming back out in the limelight right now, yeah, it's unfortunate. I really hate it for him. But, yeah, I think he got some hate up in him, and he's been hateful and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hate Me Now.
That's my consent.
He made Sean go to jail.
He didn't make Sean go to
jail.
Yes,
he did. He made him catch that rap.
Sean,
yeah,
Sean
somebody did
gun.
Take the rap for him. Yeah. Yeah.
Did he?
Stop doing conspiracy theories.
Did he?
Don't be on YouTube. Sean said he did it.
Yeah, because he ate it.
I got my Blur, what you thinking of this, Cassie situation?
I mean, it's the alleged stuff is very bad. It's not surprising though, not for Diddy being evil or angry or any of that. I think when you get a lot of money, you get a lot of power, and things just come easy to you. You just assume, and I don't say rightfully so, but you're just used to getting whatever you want and demanding stuff of people. I think if you talk to or if you listen to a lot of these billionaires, like really talk and their real thoughts and their opinions on things, they're not – probably wouldn't be considered nice people. The show I used to watch when it came on, Survivor's Remorse, there was a good monologue, a speech about it. He's like, yo, nobody's clean. Like, you don't get to this level without being a bad guy in some way or another. So I'm pretty sure he was – like, maybe, I don't know if he was, like, raping Cassie. Maybe there was some of that possibly. But I'm pretty sure he wasn't the easiest guy to deal with or to be in a relationship with. It might have been equipment or if you hit thing. But, yeah, you don't become a billionaire by doing
it. Hey, Blur, I'm going to put you on.
That kind of sucks.
You gotta fix your antenna, yo. You gotta straighten up your rabbit ears, yo. That's what happens. You get them Chinese phones. Yo. Get you an Apple.
That's that Sloppy Joe in them.
Max, what you think about Diddy?
Man, listen, I just gotta You know, I know we can say allegedly, and I'm pretty sure half of the stuff, I'm going to say half of it, is probably true. I just think that, like, where Blur was going is probably true for a lot of people. Because, I mean, when you got a whole lot of money, right, people want to be around you, people want to be next to you. So I don't complain Diddy but so much, right, because, or any star at that matter, right, because, like, if you was a groupie, and you wanted to sign up to go to a Diddy party, like at some point, or any rap star, right? Like you got to go in there knowing it's going to be some wild shit going on, right? And so if you choose, like me and we was at the barbershop, we were talking about like, yo, you need to be in the gym pop, right? Like you just need to be where the liquor at, hanging in the kitchen somewhere, right? Because if you got somebody running up and down upstairs and he, you know, fucking in public, or he naked, and you choose to go upstairs, like, then you got to kind of, you can't come back and then be like, yo, some crazy shit happened to me and I ain't like it. Like, nobody actually has to walk up upstairs, like, right? You know what I mean? Like, at some point, I feel like you only can blame them but so much for the shit that you that got experienced because you made that decision to go to that party. Just like if you make a decision to go on a tour bus, like, you got to know that you going on there for a certain thing. You just ain't going on there to chill, right? And even if you think that is, you can always turn back around, right? But once you start moving, like, come on now, you already know kind of know what it is, unless you're that damn naive, which I don't think Case Cassie was or anybody else that this allegedly is happening years later. So I just have a different perspective. Am I saying that he didn't do anything wrong? I ain't saying that what the fuck he did was, you know, fucked up, whatever. But I just think that's at a certain point when you're rich and you got a whole lot of money, you can just, you feel like you can do whatever the hell you want. And just like if you're a girl or if I'm trying to get at Rihanna and I'm following her everywhere, going to her parties and shit, like I might be liable to get fucked up too because she got all these other people bodyguards, right? So I think girls prey on stars just like stars prey on them. There's duality in it.
Okay. I got Ho, what you think?
I don't really know what's going on with Diddy. Like, so you'd have to clue me into what y'all are talking about because I don't really know.
Oh, man, I'll just come back to you. It's a long story, but basically.
Yeah, just thoughts on Diddy, right?
Yeah, Diddy was in a relationship with Cassie, the singer from, was she a solo singer? Yeah, so she basically alleged that Diddy would make her perform sex acts. He raped her. It's like, it's a lot of stuff during their relationship. So she sued him. This is their time when they were in a relationship. So she ended up suing them for, I think, $30 million. And they end up settling out of court in sealed documents. So... And then now there's another person who came out and alleged Diddy did the same thing. But that's basically, I mean, you'd have to read up on everything that's going on. But it's some wild accusations.
Let me jump back in before you go to somebody else, if I can, because I did want to speak on the settling part. He absolutely did the right thing by settling. He probably should have settled it before it got, before it became public. She had to actually file the paperwork. Because once you go to court and start going through discovery, even if he is innocent of everything she said, what they're going to find out in discovery might be some things that are still within their statute of limitations or don't have no statute of limitations. So if you can get out of any type of court legal matter without having to go to court, if you're someone of Diddy's stature, who's a billionaire who probably has criminal activity in your past or some things you don't want the public to know about. Now, if you a saint and you ain't ever did nothing, fine. But if you got some things in your past, 9.5 out of 10 times, it's going to come out, and that stuff is going to be brought to light when you go to court. So, yeah, if she wanted 30, she filed it, and now she wants 50 or 100, pay it because you're going to wind up paying a lot more than that if you go all the way through the process.
New York, what you got on the situation?
He a wild boy. He a wild boy. I can't say anything else. Allegedly, a legend, or not, he a wild boy. All that shit, man, I can't say nothing else, man. That's a wild nigga for you, bro. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. While this whole story came out, it was two stories that were hilarious. One, they said Kid Cudi, who one of Cheryl's favorite artists, I mean DJ C. Siren's favorite artist, was in a video shoot with Cassie. They got too close, and they said P. Diddy blew his car up. And then another story that came out about this is that Wale and Cassie were doing a video, and Diddy came in there like shook and hung him off the building. Now, Wale says this wasn't true, but the guy who was talking, who told this story, was like, yeah, we all knew what Wale's shoes looked like, and those were his shoes hanging off the building.
And you know he's running an exclusive.
And he was like, and they weren't even doing anything inappropriate. So I just want to know, I guess because I don't have that much money. Okay, I'm going to say something that's probably going to be disrespectful, and I don't mean it in a disrespectful sense, but it's the only way I can describe it in my head. Diddy's an ugly person, right? He's an ugly guy. He's probably never had the confidence to really talk to women and be around women. Then he got money. He became hugely successful. Image sold. And then, you know, like he doesn't, I don't think that, like, when you're ugly and don't know how to talk to women, you don't know how to be around women. Because I can't ever imagine, no matter how much money I got, like MX said, when you have this much money, you're used to having certain things. Like, I'm broke, and there's not many things that I haven't gotten that I really, really wanted. There's not, like, women. I've never had a problem dating women. I don't see a point where, even if I had all the money in the world, that I feel like I would have to rape a woman. Because one quick caveat, and I'll go back to you, Blur. Because I feel like, and this is, if let's say I'm not with my wife and I'm just rich with a bunch of women around, if I have, and look, Diddy's got gay rumors that surround him. If I had gay rumors with me, like, if I was with a woman who didn't want to be with me that night, you can fly to Dominican, you can fly to Thailand and get one for about $50. You don't have to take it. It's pretty cheap.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying, Joe. Like, why does he have to do that? And why does it take 30 years?
Let me go to Blur before you jump in. I'll come right back, FMX, just because Blur wanted to go next. What you got, Blur?
Well, now, I'm going to touch on real briefly what FMX is saying. I think, because it's not – it's a power thing. And, again, when you get that much money and power – much money, you get the power, and you just kind of – someone else said, like, you get bored of fucking women, and you just want something else, and there's a power in fucking another man, because you, especially if they don't want it, it's a control thing. You take it, you're inflicting your will on that man. And so, yeah, he doesn't have to do that. Obviously, he doesn't even have to pay for it. He's Diddy, but he could get it for free. He could pay for it, but you're not going to get that same feeling as if you just take it. And I think that's from people who do that. I think it's more so about that, about inflicting their will and just the power they have over someone else is just that they could take it whenever they want to. And so, yeah, I don't try. I mean, I'm not trying to victim blame, but I think you can't take the responsibility off of Diddy. Even if Cassie, what she said, she didn't, like, from her reports, you know, at 19, she ain't know what she was getting into, and she wasn't attracted to him, she wasn't feeling him, but she signed like a 10 album contract, and he had control over everything. So you can't blame her for any of that. Like, I don't think she volunteered for this. I think she really got kind of slowly walked into a situation she didn't know how to get out of or didn't know how to get out of. So even if the allegations are true, she was trapped. And if they're not true, she was still, in a way, trapped in some situation that she didn't want to be in. I do want to correct you, Gun. Like, because Diddy's pops apparently was like a well-known street hustler in Harlem, and was like somewhat not big time, but he was a small-time hustler. And apparently, he's always had money. He's like didn't grow up broke at all, so he's had money, and he's always had the confidence to pull women because that's how he got the job. I mean, when he was like interning and everything, and being a backup dancer. So I don't think it was like he was ugly and didn't know how to talk to women until he got money. He's always had money, and he always had his swag and his confidence.
First off, we all know people who sold drugs. They ain't got the type of money Diddy got now. We all know the rap songs. Unless you were Frank Lucas, Nicky Barnes, and even that money was wrapped in buying more cocaine or heroin. You ain't got the type, no street hustler that got the type of money Diddy got now. Maybe I just don't know.
Well, definitely not the money he got now, but his dad was apparently running with Nicky Barnes. You named the exact person. Like, he was, like, up there with him.
Diddy ain't have the type of money in the 80s to not be ugly. He was a backup dancer. He was ugly. No homo. Look, I ain't even knocking him. I ain't even acting like I'm Albie Shore. Because that's, he got Albie Shore leftovers. Rest in peace, Ken Porter. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And look, I don't know. I'm not. New York, he was up there. He might know better than me. But I have a funny feeling that as a party promoter and a backup dancer and someone in the industry early, who got fired from, what, L.A. Reid? Was it LaFace? Or what was it, Arista?
It was,
he probably always had the confidence, but there was probably still some self-consciousness there, too. We all got, but again, it's all up to him. It's all speculation, absolutely right. Blur, I could be totally wrong, because I don't know, I wasn't there. But when I look at somebody who does that to women, it says to me that they were scared to talk to women when they were kids and didn't really start getting with women until they got money. And because I could win the lotto and be a billionaire tomorrow, and even if I was single, because of the way I am with my mom and my sister, and because I've never had a problem talking to women, I don't feel like I need to force a woman to do anything. If I want some head, I know I can get it without it being a big problem. It's not that difficult. So, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're all right. Maybe there's a power. Maybe there's something good in force, and I've just never been in a situation where having sex with a woman who doesn't want to do it seems enjoyable. Do women get wet when they're forced?
Probably not. I have a homegirl who was telling me how she was dating this dude, and I don't even know what they got into an argument about. They got into an argument, and he, like, punched her in the face, like, put his hands on her, and then, like, afterwards, she was, like, upstairs or whatever. He was downstairs, called her down and give him some head. And I was like, I can see it. I understand it. Not, like, I agree with it, but I understand it. It's like you want to show that you still got that control. Like, yeah, I just put my hands on you, blacked your eye, busted your lip, and now I'm going to make you suck my dick. It's a control thing more so than anything else. It's not about enjoying it because you enjoy the control. You want to – it's a domination thing. It's not so much even about the sex. It's like, yo, what can I do to this person? And I'm going to do whatever I want. And you just start thinking of more and more things to do.
If your dick gets hard for something that's not about sex, then you got mental problems.
Yeah, it's called sexual predators.
But they're at least attracted, right? Sexual predators are at least attracted, right? They're attracted. R. Kelly was attracted to them little kids, right?
There's different categories.
This one's dark.
Same men that are straight to go to jail and the ones that raping men.
That's why I don't want to go to jail, because I don't want nobody to try to attack my booty. But I feel like jail would be good for me for about 2 years. I get to read a lot of books, get to work out every day, eat healthy. But I don't want nobody to try to rape me. We said the R word too much on the podcast. We won't get flagged. But you know what I mean. I mean, that's all I got on Diddy. Y'all got anything else? Shout out to
what I was going to say is that I just think that you're right, man. I think that at some point, you know what I mean, like the power that goes with money is unmatched, right? But I also think, like, and then I think to the Blur's point, talk about Cassidy at 19, or somebody said Cassidy at 19, and what do if she was stuck right behind. Yeah, I don't know how many times, and it's been well documented, so anybody today that's coming up in music has a whole long history of artists, stories about their masters, about who owns their contracts, messed up contracts. I mean, it's documented. So if you get into a shitty record deal, that's I got to believe that's just your damn fault, because there's so many circumstances, instances, even if you want to talk about Diddy with the locks and what he did and all that other kind of drama, right? So at the so to me, right, like I can't give Kate Cassie the whole I was stuck movement, right? Like I can't get that, right? Because if you just even did research on Diddy, you can understand him and how he controls his artist. It's well documented out there, right? And so if you want to do that, and she came years later after all that drama. So if she, I can't give her that pass on like, oh, she was stuck behind some bad deal that had 10 albums and all this other kind of shit, so she felt like she was stuck. I feel like this is a little bit like a Mariah Carey type of thing when she came on board very young, right? And look who she married, right? So, and she ain't come back 30 years later talking about she got sexually abused, and she could very well have been, right, because of who controlled her shit, right? But my point, I guess, to your point, Beach Bum, is, yo, Diddy is not that attractive. He got money. Yeah. Like, I just find it hard to believe that, like, he had to all of a sudden do all this shit if it wasn't just for purely power, pleasure, or because at some point, right, you were a willing participant. Like, it got to be one of those three or a combination of both. Because I just don't see, because, I mean, they were together for 10 years, though, just so he made her be her boyfriend. Like, I just don't get that concept of making someone be your girlfriend so you can control them. Like, he had to do that. Like, he doesn't have to do that. Like, I mean, he had any person he wanted. He pulled J-Lo, for Christ's sake. Like, I mean, why the fuck would that, why a 19-year-old would just all of a sudden he choose that person to do all that shit to? Like, it just makes no sense when he had several artists, several girl groups, several people that he could have influenced easily if that's what's going to be his MO. Like, that can't be the first case. I don't know.
He's just trying to argue.
No, I'm not arguing. I don't know why it wouldn't be. It doesn't make sense. I mean, number one, 2006, no, signing with Puffy was still something I'm pretty sure a lot of people wanted to do. Nobody, I don't think there was much coming out at that point in time saying that you wouldn't sign with P. Diddy. He was still signed, making the band and all this stuff. This was even before Danity Kane came out. So, no, there were people who were more than willing to sign with Puffy. No, they weren't researching, oh yeah, he digs people out of contracts. I think this is even before we were hearing maybe a little bit about Mace complaining, but not a lot. So I don't believe that. And as a 19-year-old,
when was the locks complaining then?
I don't think she
I may cut you off, but when was the locks complaining?
Puffy to be someone not to sign with. Don't believe that, because I just know she was younger than I was, and at that point in time, it wasn't anything that I would have thought was out of the ordinary or something to avoid. Oh, no, can't sign with Puffy. That does, no, not at that point in time.
When was the lock beef?
Let the Locks Go campaign was the year before the We Are the Street came out, so 2003. 2002.
That's about where, if I'm an R&B artist, I'm not about that.
No, and I'm not saying that you couldn't sign people. I'm just saying it was I thought there were talks before that. That's all.
I don't agree. And also, age factor,
37 versus 19. Yeah, lots of older shit. Hey, watch y'all background noise.
On top of being my boss, on top of starting my career, on top of all of that is those are factors. Those are major factors that you choose to not look at, but really do form how someone's mindset is when it comes to being very afraid and frightened to do anything against what someone tells you to do, especially at the age of 19. So, you know, all that can be shrugged off and just say, oh, well, you know what you're getting into. Don't agree at all. That's all.
I think we all have to consider, like, there might be a little bit of both of that, because I'm pretty sure, like, when did Q-Tip say industry rule number 2080, record label companies are shady? Like, so there's always been some talk about, you know, the record industry is bad and contracts are bad, and, you know, it goes back to way before Cassie and the Lox, but that information may have been out there, but it wasn't readily out there. 2005, I mean, dial-up internet maybe?
Was there.
It's still, I mean, the internet was there, but was it? It was still taking, like, 2 minutes for news to download and upload. Like, yeah, I don't know if the information was really out there like that, but even if it was, people then and people now are still signing bad record label deals. So, yeah, it is somewhat, hey, if you get into a bad deal, it's your fault, because whenever you sign a contract, it's your fault. You have an opportunity to look it over, get other people to look it over, or just don't sign it if you're not 100% sure. So, yeah, there is some personal responsibility in that, but it's not even just, like, the deal. That's part of it, and I'm pretty sure, like, that was, if this is true, that was his way in. He saw an 18, 19-year-old girl that power, influence, naive, and just young and dumb. Like, for someone who's looking to control somebody, that's what they go for. I'm going to go in, and I'm going to take complete control over this person's life. Like, her medical records were going to him. Like, just think about that. Her medical records were going to him. Not to her, not to anyone else, to him directly. Like, so if that's true, like, she really was up. She couldn't even go to a doctor or a nurse and complain about being abused, because all of it would go back and get back to him.
Yeah, she needs to. That's the bad thing about being in the musical industry, yo. You need to get health coverage, yo. They need to unionize. All right. Are we good with the Diddy conversation? Doc Navy, New York, New York. Hove, y'all got anything on it before we move on to the next subject?
I feel like we could be on this one for a little bit, because I don't even like the fact of, like, accepting people who make money can just take power. I do just – it's sad. It's a sad situation. I wonder how many people really have had the foresight to get legal involved, have contracts reviewed. I mean, people are being taken every day, but it's just like, dang. So there's so much. So, yeah, I'm going to let that go. I feel bad for the situation, and, yeah.
I mean, look, Doc Navy, you feel free to jump in and say what you feel. You know, this is open the forum.
Yeah, but we could, like I said, we could be on this, because I agree the unfortunate part is historically men, and I'm thinking, because I'm sitting over here thinking, like, how many women you know making millions and billions, and they're getting allegations of assault and sexual harassment and things like that. It's very something to me that is kind of like, oh, well, it's men, and men make money, and this is what they do because they have the power. And I don't like the victim shaming. I do believe that, yes, I hate the fact that there's just this sinister connotation over human beings. People are bad, and just expect them to be bad. So go into everything with a suspicion and having legal to review it. I didn't know about lawyers really until, unfortunately, I had to get into the court system. And I've known plenty around me who never had to. So it's like, prior to that incident or those incidents, I would have never just distrusted somebody who, you know, I'm like, oh, my goodness, can make my life huge, big, all these things. And just it's unfortunate. I just feel bad for, like, the whole situation. Because, like I said, if he is using power, I agree with you. That's where it comes from. Like, I think just superficially watching his career, he just hasn't had success with women, and it doesn't seem like he's treating them right. And I also think about that. You said it. You have sisters. You have mothers. Can we think about these sisters, these mothers, these daughters? You know, can we think about that?
Yeah, you're right. We can't be on this for a while.
So, yeah.
It's tough. It's tough. But look, I will say that, you know, when you said that, like, is it just men empowered? I was like, man, I guess women don't do it a lot. I mean, because you're right. You know, I don't necessarily see this happening in women until I started thinking, and this could be another subject. Yo, y'all women teachers are out here fucking these little boys. Like, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Like,
one,
two. Nah, it's been a lot of teachers out here fucking these eighth graders. So I got to really worry about
it. I mean, I think to her point, right, like, I think it's a industry thing, right? Like, it's not even music. It goes beyond music. It goes into the acting. And again, I'm not trying to victim shame, but what I'm saying is that if we want to keep it a buck, right, the same way that Diddy used his power or all these other record labels because everybody wants a shot, it's the same as the agent that's telling you that you're going to get this draft pick and we're going to sign your rights to me, and then you don't get drafted, and I still, you know, people get in deals professionally, whether sports, bad contracts, artists, bad contracts, preying on women, right, or younger women, and all of a sudden now they're in relationships that are 20 years apart. That's acting too. That's not like just, don't think Diddy's the only one that dated somebody 20 years older when you got Sylvester Stallone out here got that did the same damn thing. Like, there's actors that do these old-ass actors, Robert De Niro dating marrying somebody that's younger than him too, right? So this happens, right? My point is that at some point, right, you have to look at the artist. They want the deal. They want the fame. They want that. They seek that, right? Like, you sign with these labels because the expectation is that they're going to make you famous. Right. You want to do this to be famous. And if that provided that for you, then you got what you look for. You came to be famous and to make music. If I provided you with the music and made you famous, that's exactly what the hell you signed up for. Now, yes, if she didn't get her contract looked at thoroughly and got in a bad deal, that's Diddy. That's money. Right. Rich people ain't going to ever be sorry for making themselves more money, right? It's the little people that get shafted, and then we fight against the big people all the time, but they looking at us like, well, why the hell did you sign that contract, right? Well, shit, you asked me to make you famous. I made you famous. So when she tells, he made me cut my hair, you know how many people followed you and made that hairstyle, that copied your ass off that hairstyle? So, yeah, he gave you a suggestion. He thought it looked good on you. You did it, and then all of a sudden you set a whole trend. Like, so, like, you can't just keep saying Diddy, 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 Diddy. But, like, if you come to me and say I got these hopes and dreams, and I give you those hopes and dreams, like, shit. Like, if I'm Diddy, I'm like, shit, I gave her what she wanted. To God's point, I'm sitting here like, I could have did that shit to anybody. Right, I could have made anybody that, because I got the money to do so. Right, so I'm just saying, we could go on this forever, but that's all my point was, because we can go back and forth on this point.
I'm gonna beat your ass now. I got to go ahead to do whatever I want to you because I gave you a career.
Did Cassie really have a career? I mean,
yeah,
I'm just saying that that's what you're seeking, and I'm not talking about Diddy at this point. I'm just saying, like, if you're seeking that. To be a star, I make you a star, like, and then you come back 30 years later, like, yo, now all the shit that you put me through, I don't like anymore. I'm like, yo, you told me to be a star. This is what the fuck you, this is you rewarding me. I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, if I had that money, that's the mentality, right? It's like, look, I did something for you. This was the agreement that we had, right? Like, let's move on if you don't want to move on. But this is what the fuck you signed up for. And when you didn't want that and then no more, then you leave. But then can't come back 30 years later like, yo, I ain't like all the ways that you made me a star. That's like going back to Joe Jackson, like, and saying, no, yo, Joe, you pushed me so goddamn hard. Yeah, he can be mad as father, but at the end of the day, he's famous for the shit. Like, you can't, you know what I mean? Like, you can't have it both ways.
I don't know. That's a really tough discussion, because you talk about Joe Jackson, now you're talking about kids. It's like, oh yeah, Joe Jackson made his kids famous and had successful careers, but he abused the shit out of them. They didn't ask for that. They were forced to do that as kids. I make my kid do a whole lot of stuff, but I don't abuse him. I whoop his ass when he lied to me, but I don't abuse him. Now, if he wants to be, let's say, a great athlete, and he says, Dad, I want to be a great athlete. I want to do this. I'm going to push him in the athletic perspective. But I don't know if I'm beating him just for talking to girls. Like an ass whooping just for talking to girls. That's a
beat. I mean, everybody got their ways, right?
But I don't know if that's an excuse. I mean, you could say everybody got their ways, but if I say, hey, I got millions and millions of dollars. Oh, you want to be famous? So I'm going to stick my dick in your ass, but you're going to be famous. Like, that's not what you signed up for. Like, I just want to be famous and make music. I didn't want to be gay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there is.
Right.
What you put in the
contract, right?
What?
Yeah. But I'm telling you, but if somebody said that to you, right, then you have a choice of letting me fuck you in the ass, pause, or fucking walking away. You have that choice.
Kids don't have a choice.
Yeah, but she's 19. Yeah, I get that. I get the Joe Jackson one. Maybe that was a bad analogy. I'm just saying my point is that we can look at it, if we got to look at it from both sides, and I think that we tend to look at it from a one-sided mirror and shit, like it ain't somebody on the other side, like of that two-way mirror, right? Like, I just think that, like, at some point, Cassie was 19 years old. Like, she could have fucking left if she wanted to. But, again, the control piece. Definitely affects that. Definitely affects
19,
that, right? The control piece.
19
I'm not
really, really young.
I'm saying, but she didn't. He didn't have a gun to her head saying, you got to leave. She could have exposed him. She could have done a whole lot of things. She didn't. That's the power, right?
Oh,
what I'm saying to you is that before. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like before she signed that contract, she had her dreams and hopes to be famous and make music. She came to Diddy.
Still,
he provided that
music,
for her.
But he didn't. She ain't good at music. Cassie ain't got
a
new song.
I mean, listen. We talking about her now, right?
Yeah, well, that's because
she's talking about
she's
her
one
now,
of,
though. Let's be true.
But that's because she's one of the most famous people in the world of raping her, not because of her music.
That's what I said. Let me ask you a question. Do you think this is coming because she broke? What was that? What's that theory? Like, why now?
Well, we know why now. It's because the New York law allows her to go after him civilly without, well, I'll say it's not really because, but the law allowed her to go after him civilly and get money for an extra year, even though the statute of limitations has passed criminally. So it's literally now, because if she waited any longer, she wouldn't be able to. And so from what people are saying, it's like, yo, this has been ongoing for some time, and people are negotiating like, yo, this has happened one way or another, so you want to pay the money or you don't. And Puff and his team would play a hardball. That's why it settled so quickly, because this had already been in the works. But if she didn't file within the week before, if she waited another week, she wouldn't have been able to. So that's really why, just because the law had passed that gave her an extra year of time to actually do so.
Okay. I didn't know that.
All right, let's move on.
Hold on. Not real quick, before you move on, it made me think about something. It's not funny, but it's funny to me. It's one of the stories I heard about Russell Simmons. The girl said Russell came back to her place And her son was there. And he was like, yo, either I'm fucking you or I'm fucking him. You decide.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what?
Yo, so I remember me and DJ Cesar, we took a cruise to, where did we go? We took a cruise somewhere, and she got me the Russell Simmons book. And I don't know the name of it. Do you remember what name of that book was you got me?
Mm-mm.
Yo, it's an amazing read. But even that book was wild. Like, I remember reading the book, and DJ Cesar, like, let's go have a drink. I'm like, yo, look at this. Like, it's like, he should have been arrested off of that book alone. I'll just say that. So when I find a book, I'll go through our library and see if I can find the book and put the name in the chat. But Russell been wild, yo. Like, Russell been wild. Like, Russell talks about drugging women, pulling the Bill Cosby in the book. But, yeah, fucking to my son is wild. Like, at that point, that's why you got to carry a gun.
Bro, look how much stuff he did with no money.
What'd you
say? Imagine us having money. I said, look how much stuff we did in college, right, with no money. Now, put $1 million in our hands. Put $1 million in our hands back at the garden show.
That's why I don't think that we would be raping anybody, because we were rolling the dice broke. Like, we had no problems with that. We had no problems with partying.
None.
We had no problem having the time of our lives, and we were splitting money. We were getting change out of the drawer to get to the dollar menu at Burger King when we were having a time.
Right, yeah.
You put $1 billion on it. We just doing this stuff in the air on a private jet. But ain't none of us forcing nobody to do nothing. Baby, you don't want to roll, feel free to leave.
Well, again, I really think you got to get past the fact that it's about sex. It's not. Because what if when you're done, you fucking every night, you fucking a different chick every night, different city, different state, different country, and that's your first year of being rich, and then your second year, and your third year, your fourth year. It's no longer about sex, because you done, 50 said, when his, get rich or die, he said he tried every piece of pussy during that period he possibly could. What are you going to do after that? It's not even about sex no more. It's not about that. You
read a book.
You're past, nah.
Read a fucking
book. It goes
book.
Out of there. Like, you go past and just one, like, you know what? I don't want to just fuck you. Let's see something else. What else can I do? Like, it goes into control. And, like, hey, after you've had everything and everything just comes so easy to you, it just, hey, you got to go to another level.
Maybe.
That's
why
you stay in the gym top, too.
Maybe you have to have a different mentality. Because what Blur just described, yeah, I'm fucking a different woman in every city, every single night. What do you go to next? Rape isn't the next thing. There's still so many more things.
so many different levels.
From.
There's levels, yo. Before you get to rape, like, you got to be something else, yo. Like, you got to be something else. That's what I'm saying. You got to stay in the gym pop, yo. I've never been at a superstars party, but there's no way I'm going to a basement or upstairs. I'm, like, staying in the general area where I can see everything. Like, is this no way? Like, is this, you just have to know crazy shit ready to happen. I got to keep your head on the swivel. I'm not drinking. I'm out here with ginger ale, just enjoying the time and the scenery. But I'm damn sure not going to no basement, and I'm damn sure not going upstairs, yo. Like, that's just areas that you just know that you might find yourself in some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to be in the gym pop. Just
right.
Be happy that you're there.
We got to move on, yo. It's been an hour, yo. Diddy going to find us and blow our cars up, yo. Y'all got any last statements?
No.
Anybody?
Yeah, blow your car. All
right. Hey, do y'all kiss y'all parents on the lips?
No.
That actually says no, DJ C-Star. Doc Navy.
No.
Blur? Well, Blur, never mind. Well, Blur, did you?
I don't. I don't, and I did not. No.
New York, New York.
Man, I don't even call my mom mom and my dad dad, bro. I'm definitely not kissing them on the lips.
Yo, you Northeast weird. Because even Blur, I don't mean to put your business out there, Blur, but I'm just having this conversation. Like, I can't imagine. Like, I called a nigga who wasn't even my dad dad. Like, I couldn't imagine calling, like, my dad, yo, Bob. How do y'all get away with not calling y'all dad dad and y'all mom's moms?
Look, I just woke up and started conversation.
You just woke up? That's what he told you?
Yeah. No, I just woke up and just started a conversation. Like, I don't even do like, yo, hey, pops. Like, yo, hey, moms. Like, nah, I don't do that. I just go up to them and start a conversation. Like,
just, hey, Barbara, what were you eating tonight?
Yeah. Like, we got to skip the formalities here. What's understood don't need to be explained. Like, I don't need to call you a title every time. You're not my teacher.
That's funny. That is funny. DJ C-Sign, does our son kiss you on the lips? I was just wondering. I was going to go talk about how my mom and my sister be trying to kiss me on the lips. But, like, I've done it as a kid. I grew up like that. But then I got older, and, like, my mom got single, and my sister got single, and I can't kiss them on the lips. You got to do the cheek. But I know it's not my fam. I know some of y'all other people do it. But y'all don't want to have this conversation. It's all right. So I just want to see if anybody else does it. But I guess my family's the only weird one. I love you, mom and baby sister. But y'all out here in these streets can't do it no more. All right. That's that one. That turned into a lame topic. Did we talk about going back up? Andre 3000 dropped the flute album. Did we talk about that yet?
No, I wanted to talk about it, but she canceled it. But it's
fucking Thanksgiving. Oh no, I had to work crazy that night. So Andre 3 Stacks dropped the flute album, and y'all ain't listened to none of that shit since. Go ahead, DJ. Sorry, what you think about the flute album? You don't care about it no more, did you?
No,
you cared about it when it first dropped.
Write up. I was very excited about it.
So talk about it.
I don't have my writings with me.
Where is it at?
I don't remember. 2 weeks ago.
Yo, she bought the vinyl of this flute shit. For $88. Andre 3000 is he's just sucker jaw women. He got a bad hair, told y'all he was depressed and that Erykah Badu left him and that y'all just love him for no reason.
I'm always so I don't know what I did.
That's your word.
Hey, y'all. So what's your review of the album? You listen to the whole thing?
It's what I thought it was going to be.
Trash.
Can you not interrupt me? Do you want
to talk
or do you want to talk?
Shark has fangs.
No, let's not.
Watch your background noise.
So you want me to go ahead and do it?
Go ahead, woman. Stop acting up.
It was definitely the type of music I felt like was going to come out from a natal flute, which is New Age.
Thanksgiving.
Fall music. which I like in terms, I mean, you know, the first single and the first song on the album has a little bit of a little beat to it. Got a little repetition. Many of the other songs do not. And after 12 minutes, it is something you figure out. It is for your meditation, your going to sleep, or your spa massage. Not really going to be playing it much else. But it's a concept. I still appreciate it. It's, you know, I don't put on New Age music and chill out to it on a regular basis. I do listen to it when I'm, you know, like I said, getting, you know, my nails done. But you have to appreciate what he's done. I mean, it takes some balls to come out with a with a, you know.
Does it really take balls to come out of an album that nobody wants to listen to?
You didn't want to listen to it, so is that everybody? Huh?
You don't have to attack me, I'm just saying.
Hey, look. Question. You didn't want to listen to it. Is that
Does it really take balls to come out with an album that a lot of people ain't going to listen to?
If you're an artist that is used to having fans listen to stuff that they've always, or that has...
What do you think people are going to judge him harsh on? A rap album or a flute album?
A flute album.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah, because he's one of the greatest rappers of all time. So if he came out with a trash rap album, everybody will listen to it. But he came out with a trash flute album, everybody going to say, well, it's in a flute album.
Because we don't know.
We don't know. You can't judge it.
But you can judge the fact that why is this rapper coming out with a flute album?
Because he's depressed.
See, I think it's different. I don't think it's because he's depressed. I think it's because, and I saw this somewhere, so I don't know how exactly true it is as far as the facts, but they're like, he said, you know, the world needs healing and prayer or whatever, so that this album is like at a certain frequency that promotes, like, I don't know, all this other stuff, inner peace, and it calms down, and it's like some frequency that you're supposed to listen to when you meditate and things like that, supposed to help you sleep better and all that other good stuff. So I don't know if it's depression. I really think it's just him like, yo, this is more important or this is what I'd rather do than rap. Like, he's like, yo, I'm going to put this out just because I can, and it's going to be successful. Well, whatever you consider successful, he made Billboard. He outsold a lot of other people. I don't think he did it for the money. I think he just is like, yo, this is what I'm doing right now. And just put it out there. I don't even think he really cared what people thought about it. I know he knew that it wasn't going to be like a hit. Like, people weren't going to be like, oh, this is the shit. But I don't think he put it out there for that type of reaction. I think he put it out there like, yo, people going to listen to it, and it's going to do good for them on a level that they ain't even thinking about. And that's all I'm concerned with.
So you think he put out a song that's the slang word for pussy rolls off the tongue better ease than proper words for peace?
I think he put out the music for that. I think he just was trolling people with the song titles. I don't think those song titles got, I listened to it. Those song titles got nothing to do with whatever the sounds that is coming through with those songs. That shit don't match at all.
So you think for peace, he came out with Gandhi, Dalai Lama, yeah, Lord and Savior, J.C., Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer. You think he came that? You think he made that with the frequency for peace?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he's trolling. I think he was like, yo, people going to listen to this, and they're going to be expecting something, or they're going to listen to it, and what they're really going to get is something that's beneficial for their, like, inner heart rhythm or whatever, and they might be expecting something else because the title got Jay-Z and Bundy's name in the same title, but when they hear it, it's going to do something beneficial for them. I want to say, somebody had a song that was like Jay-Z diss, and he kept putting out a song like every couple months, and it was called Jay-Z diss, and he was saying that just because, like, when people go on the internet, they're going to click on whatever song that says Jay-Z diss, but then it's going to be my song, and I ain't dissing Jay-Z, but I'm going to get those clicks. That's what the song where the titles were. It was just clickbait.
I listened to his interview. I don't know if y'all listened to his interview that was on like NPR or something. I think it was NPR or something like that. But he said that he taught himself to play the flute. Like, it was just one of those instruments he was always interested in. Taught himself how to play, and he used to just carry it around everywhere. So, like, if he happened to be in somebody's house, he was just telling a story. I forgot who house he was in. And then they just had, like, a whole jam session, like, with him playing the flute. And he would say that, like, when people would, like, because if people started noticing that he would carry his flute around. And he was like, when people would ask him to play, he would get happy about playing, like, what he just, like, taught himself how to fucking do. But when people would ask him, like, to drop some bars, like, he would, like, just wasn't interested. So it's like his inspiration just totally changed what he was, like, into. He just not into rap anymore. He was into this fruit thing. And so the song and the album he was talking about was like more of a, just an expression of who he is now and what is inspiring to him. And it's not dropping 16 bars. It's him playing a ballad on his flute. You know what I mean? And so to me, I agree with what DJ C. Fire said, was just like, you know, like I listened to it three times already. And every time I listen to it, it's not because I'm listening to it trying to think about some notes. I just like classical music. And so you just when you ain't doing shit or you got a blunt, you know, you just vibe out to it. You know what I'm saying? Just like I would vibe out to a jazz album because he was definitely inspired by John Coltrane around it. That's what he said in his interview anyway. And so just like I'll listen to a John Coltrane while I'm smoking a blunt, I try to shit with Andre, and it gave me the same kind of like mellow feeling, like just in deep thought type shit. And so I think that's what really he accomplished from the interview. He accomplished what he was set out to, and that's just doing it, giving him a different vibe. And so, but I mean, I think to your point, what you said, Beach Bomb, I think if he made if he tried to go back to rap, not being inspired, right? Then I think he would have bombed. I think if he would have dropped the rap album, he would have bombed because that's not where it's moving him right now. So I think he would have just been putting it out, shit, just be putting out something, and it wouldn't have just been inspired.
Yeah, I'd agree with MX on that one. I think what Andre is doing right now, he's staying true to his own truth and his own person right now. He reached a different level of his life where, you know what I mean, he don't necessarily feel like he needs to rap. He's staying in his own truth, his own lane. And I think that's what makes it a beautiful art piece rather than him coming back under the pressure of anybody just trying to rap again. Like, he's in his own lane. He's staying true to his own person. You know what I mean? And he put out a beautiful art piece. I think that's beautiful. Like, I light up a blunt and listen to this music all day. That's how I found out about singing bowls, sound bowls, and all that, different frequencies and stuff like that. Yeah, that shit carry your mood on to a different height, a different level. That shit makes you feel good. Nobody want to listen to all this shoot 'em up rap shit or sometimes you like too much conscious shit. We love the conscious shit, but like too much of that, like it's a lot of it going on in the world, and it's not enough music that has replay value at this time and state. And I think that him just going in a separate lane, like somebody that we look up to, like as one of the greatest rappers or one of the most like one of the pioneers of like him, like. For him to come out in this day and age and do something totally different like that, I think it's special. I really do think it's special.
Appreciate y'all, bro, support. I ain't listening to that shit.
I mean, look, I ain't even going front. Like, I feel like I understand what he's trying to do. I ain't like it. I've listened to, I don't even know if Enya or Anya a number of times. I listen to Nature Sounds. I've listened to jazz back in the day. I just don't think this was good. And it doesn't sound like, at least from what I understand, he was worried about it being, like, sonically good. And sometimes, like, you be in a jam session, you just be in there jamming, and it's not always going to sound appealing to everybody. This just didn't sound appealing to me. After about 5 minutes of that first track that was 13 minutes long, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. What is we doing? And skip to the next one. Oh, no. Oh, no. What is we doing? Like, I'm with classical. I'm with jazz. I'm with Sound of the Rainforest. This just wasn't it. Like, I don't smoke, so maybe if you get high enough, it'll start to sound better. But
it will.
Nah, this just wasn't it.
It is Sounds of the Rainforest, dog. So I don't understand. That's what that music sounds like. I listen to both. That's what it is.
Terrible ass salute. Nah, shout out to Dre, man. Look, I only say that as my opinion only because I don't want to hear it.
I'm
but
surprised Beach Bum Gun is being
I'll listen
so
to it. No, I'm going to listen to it.
He's usually not like that. Like, this is
nah,
the first time when he's, like,
I'm joking.
Adamantly saying, I'm not going to listen to it.
Nah, I'm gonna listen
to
it.
Usually anything, he'll be like, "Well, I'll listen to
nah,
it."
I'm always gonna listen to it. I'm gonna listen to it. I just haven't got around
to
it.
I mean, you know, I mean, I don't.
I'm just.
Don't
it's more for the jokes for me. It's more for the jokes for me. I'll listen
mean,
to it.
I don't expect him to like it.
No, I mean.
But if you listen to Nature Sounds and Daggone Rainforest Sounds Blur, this is definitely your album. So maybe you need to listen to it.
No.
Keep listening to
no,
it.
No, I can listen to
it.
Like,
it's right in your alley. Maybe you're too much of an expert. Maybe it was a little too novice for you since you're an expert in Rainforest Sounds. But this is Rainforest Sounds, like straight up, bye-bye black person. So you need to maybe support it since that's your room.
Blur, listen to Sexy Red, yo.
No, that's his groove. He listens to Ray Force now. This is your album.
Blur gave us a deep dive on the City Girls one week. He ain't listened to a fucking flute.
I did, man. And look, I can tell you this, man. And I do fuck with the Rainforest. And I do fuck with the little the sound bowls. But nah, these little high pitched squeals from his food—that's not happening in the Amazon. That's just not there.
Yeah, like killing me with that.
Dog, there's rain up in that peak.
We not. I don't know what you got. DJ Cesar hot. We not gonna have this deep dive on
the
food.
Can't be saying you listen to Rainforest Sounds, and I think that's not a groove. All
right, we gotta go into the next subject because we spent an hour on Diddy, and we're not spending an hour on this fucking wood flute.
DJ,
go ahead. Who's next? We got to finish this flute topic. We got a lot. What else? Last comment on the flute.
Is Big Boy upset because Big Boy has released three solo albums.
Fire,
and,
too.
And a couple collab albums since
Fire.
The last Outkast album, and this has probably been the most media hype over Andre Flute album. Would you be mad if he was the one? I mean, I know you support him, but like deep down inside.
Why are you mad though? Why would you be mad though?
Nah, if you was home.
Are you just saying?
I mean, some people are the limelight.
But deep down inside, maybe
it don't make sense. If y'all like Outkast, y'all should listen to Big Boy's albums because they dope. We just seen them in concert. It's getting a little chunky. I feel him.
He's always getting
chunky. Go ahead, boy. Who is that? I'm not sure who's jumping in.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to know if it was a, like, why would you think he would have an issue with what he put out? I mean, I think that he already knew from the Love Below that he was on some different tip. Like, I don't even understand why people are out here surprised. What did you think he was going to come back to from Love and Below? Like, that shit wasn't hip-hop. That shit was a mix of what he was expressing and creativity, artistic, all kinds of crazy shit that he did in Love Below, and everybody loved the shit. And then all of a sudden he drops this, and everybody like, nah, I can't get jiggy with it. But where the fuck did you see Love Below coming from prior to that? Prior to Love Below,
I mean,
did you really think that the Love Below was coming from Andre? Did we really think that?
Oh, I didn't. I thought that album was trash when I first heard it. And then I got high around some women, and I was like, oh, no, this is dope.
That's what I'm saying. But before that, though, did we think this is where he was going? Like, so if you didn't think that before the Love Below dropped that he was going to give you another classic Southern playalistic jump, like, from that, where did you think he was going to go if he was ever going to make another album? Like, he couldn't go backwards from Love and Below. Love and Below wasn't what he gave us from Bombs Over Baghdad. Like, that was nowhere near that.
No, but he gave us consistent, different bars. I mean, you're talking about Stangonia, you're talking about Aquemini, you're talking ATLE and Southern Playalistic, and then Love Below was the outlier.
But that's correct. That's
what
I mean. So from
I don't think that people might have expected Stangonia Dre. They might have thought they would get more of a Love Below Dre. But I don't think nobody expected a goddamn flute.
I guess my point is that are we really surprised coming from Love and Below, though? That's my point. It's like coming from Love and Below, like, are we surprised that he didn't go all the way left? Like, because Love and Below was left like a motherfucker.
Hey, why you keep saying Love and Below? It's the Love Below
Love
the
below.
Pussy.
Love Below. Whatever. You knew what the hell I was talking about. I'm just saying, that was a left album. It was an outlier, like you said. And so now that he went all the way left, I'm just confused by so many people are like, oh, man, what the fuck happened to Andre? Like, shit. But you Crank and Love and Below didn't say that shit.
All right. We done with Andre? Anybody else? Maybe. Got anything? You quiet back there, sis. You good?
Yeah, like I said, I'm learning. I haven't heard the record. I think it is his creativity. I think it's him evolving. I think from that last album, he's just always been an alternative. So when he went solo, per se, I'm not surprised, but I'm going to listen to it now. I'm excited to hear what it sounds like. And honestly, I was going to go back to the – you skipped really quickly the kissing on the mouth of the parents, and I was going to say – I think it's such an intimate thing that people don't bring it up, but is this something like maybe should happen more? I don't know. Like, that's a whole kind of with the flute and the relaxation and the mind and the healing. Like, if he did do that interview, I'm agreeing with him. People need to heal. So maybe that's one of the things. Maybe we should go back to kissing on the mouth. I don't know. But there are concerns. My first thing was cold sores, that's the first thing I thought about. And unfortunately, most of the people have been. It's who I am. Like,
they
all have
all kids on trouble.
Yeah, I'm listening and learning. So I will try.
No, you gotta jump in. Hey, do you kiss your son on the lips?
I do not. And I actually recommend that he doesn't kiss anybody. And that includes his grandparents, because if they have cold sores, they can spread. So, yeah. And I just, yeah. But it's not like, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. Unfortunately, I've seen it in babies. So that's the other thing, too. Like, you can pass it on to babies. So, you know, I have to warn people of my family. Like, if you got cold sores, don't be kissing my baby. So, and that's anywhere, because just it can spray it. I mean, it's with open skin, but definitely, yeah. So that's me. That's my background, and that. But I mean, give me a hug. Let's hug all the time. Hug a lot. Hug heals.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're going back on. That's why you just gotta jump in. But like, I come from a kissing family. Like, this wasn't something creepy my mom and my sister would do. Like, all my grandmoms did it. All my aunts did it. Like, we all kissed each
kiss
other.
On the
like
mouth.
That. Yeah. Until.
So, I mean, you know, my question is this.
Until what age?
But here's my question. So a couple of things with that. Like, I also, like, cold sores came first. Second thing that came was Pretty Woman. Don't kiss on the mouth, because that's intimate. So the thing I have for you is, do you think did that make you feel more love because you all kissed in the mouth versus not? Because maybe it does.
I mean,
my family just doesn't do it.
Because I grew up doing it, I don't know if this is like, I don't know, but I never looked at it because I never paid attention to how other people kiss their parents. So I know all of my grandparents did it, all of my aunts did it, my mom, my sister, we all did it. I never looked at it as anything other than that because I never paid attention to how other people did it. So I don't know if that was just a weird anomaly between me and my parents, but I know I stopped once I started, you know, having sex with a girl, because I'd be like, I can't, you know, and this is, again, way before my wife, but I can't be, you know, come home from high school, eating my girlfriend out, you know, getting her home, coming back, and then my mom says, hey, baby, and go to kiss me. I can't kiss her on the lips. Then I feel like that's just disrespectful. And then once I realized that my parents were still fucking, like, I'm not going to, like, she's my mom. I know my dad. I know she's sucking his dick. I don't want to kiss her. And then my sister gets old enough where now she's having sex. I know she's sucking dick. I don't want to kiss her. So once I started getting older, I was like, I can't kiss any. And then I started thinking about my grandma. I'm like, man, this is her third husband. I know, didn't she? I know she done sucked a bunch of dicks. Like, you just don't get to your third one
not sucking dick. So, I stopped, and I think that, but I don't know, like I said, I don't know if it was just my family thing, but it seems like, I mean, none of y'all want to admit it, so it was just all my family, so I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but I thought it was, I just don't know if anybody else does it or not, but, you know.
I think, like, I think there's some cultures who do it. Mine is just not it, and we're kind of the same culture. So it is a unique thing for you. And I wonder, you became a parent. Do you kiss your child in the mouth? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's not like an admitting thing. Like, I don't have a problem with it because I'm open for the conversation. My thing is, knowing what I know, I don't want people to be kissing me in the mouth because I don't know if they have herpes. That's the biggest thing. And so I do save that type of intimacy for the person that I'm sleeping with or, as you say, giving oral sex to. I refuse to go to your street term. So, you know,
if that's the other thing. Like, I've never noticed that any of my family with bumps on their lips. So I've never, like, had that thought either growing up. Now, I mean, but then of course you learn about herpes and cold sores when you get in high school and all that, but I just never thought about it. But yeah, I mean, I don't do it now because, you know, like you said, you're older, you know, and all that stuff, but I thought other people did it, but I guess not. But I think the
concept is thoughtful, but it's just like I said, I don't think it's because I know I'm not telling you or I'm not admitting it because it happens and I don't want to tell anybody. No, it's just, like I said, unfortunately, I don't have, and honestly, I can even say family-wise, we don't even really hug. People don't say they love each other. It's some dysfunctional crap going on around here. So now I got to really go listen to the new Andre 3000 because I might need to relax. I need some beta and some alpha waves, so I'm going to go listen to the flutes now.
Oh, yeah. See, that's one thing my family is. My family is very loving. They're definitely dysfunctional. They're definitely fighting. There's been stabbings, but they're going to hug you. Like, I got a lot of criers in my family. Like, I'm probably the only one that doesn't cry. Like, everybody cries and, like, I love you. And, like, they get emotional. Like, they get emotional when, like, cats graduate high school. And I'm like, yo, like I hate to be that person. I hate to be that that person. But, like, graduating high school ain't that big of an accomplishment. But, you know. All right, enough about my family, yo. We're moving on. Don't nobody else kiss their parents on the lips. I don't kiss mine no more, too. But I do love you, mom and sister. And again, sis, you want to talk about something, just jump in. Don't wait for me to call on you. You're off mute. Tell MX to shut the hell up so you can talk. What we got? All right, Philly game, just real quick. Philly fan, a kid walks up to a Buffalo fan, flips him off. Buffalo fan laughs it off. Very nice gesture. I put the video in the chat. I say that Buffalo fan had every right to punch that little motherfucker in his face. Is it wrong to punch a little kid in his face and gives you the finger? Blur, go.
Yeah, it's wrong to punch a little kid. I might have missed that video, but yeah, it's wrong to punch a little kid in the face if they didn't hit you. If they didn't do nothing to you, you can't be knocking little kids out.
Nah, yo, he said, fuck you, so it's fuck him, too. The Lock said it best. We just went to that concert. If you sat at the funeral, fuck you, too. That's crazy. You got to watch the video, though. You got to watch the video. Doc Navy, is it wrong to punch a kid in the face? If he
I'm
going
to have
off?
To agree and say, yeah, it's not that serious. Let it be. Yeah, you don't need to get physical for it.
I know M. Extra with me. M. Extra, you would punch a kid in his face for giving you the finger, wouldn't you?
I definitely yoke him up. I don't know about punching him in the face.
But that's it. But he's gonna feel his finger twitching a little bit differently.
New York, you punching the kid for giving you the finger?
Hell yeah, fuck them kids. Nah, let me stop, bro. Like, nah. He played it off cleverly. I gotta give respect to the little man. He played it off cleverly. But yeah, Philly fans ain't nobody to fuck with for real. Wasn't they the people throwing snowballs at Santa at one time, bro? You can't play with them.
Well, it wasn't really Santa. DJ C. Sire, should that Buffalo Bill punch our little kid fan in the face? Because we Philly fans are out here. Look, I love being a Philly fan. You know, you're not going to disrespect me. You're not going to talk. If you go to approach me like a grown man, I'm going to treat you like a grown man, yo.
You shouldn't just mush him in the face. But no, you can't punch the kid. But it was really just... Like, it's just taunting. Like, why, you know, it's like poking the bear. Like, do that to the wrong person. That's just, you're just playing around. Like, you know, you just don't want to see a kid mess with the wrong person. I mean, maybe it was his uncle or something.
I told you I was just in Maryland and we was on the elevator with some little kid. And I told him that his mom was a dick sucker. I don't be fucking with these little kids. I'd have beat that little kid ass, too.
You didn't say that, dude.
That I remember I told him that since his dad, since his mom be giving his dad a hit, he'd be kissing a dick sucker every night.
No, I didn't hear you say that.
You were too embarrassed.
Yeah.
All right. So, everybody, I feel like you should be the kid. If the kid's strong enough, if he's bold enough to give you the finger, he's bold enough to get punched in the face. And look, I'm a Philly fan. You know, you get what you get. Let's see. Mr. Beast built 100 wells in Africa. Blur, this is your topic. Who should get a statue in Africa first? Oprah, Akon, or Mr. Beast? Who's Mr. Beast? That's the internet dude, right?
Yeah, he is like the number one person on YouTube. If you ever wonder, like, who has the most followers and everything on YouTube, it's him. He's essentially the biggest person on the internet because of his YouTube videos. And, like, he's been making videos for a long time, but now he does, like, a lot of philanthropy and a lot of, like, game shows and stuff. He did the Squid Game on YouTube, like, where he did everything himself, like, created it. And his most recent thing, like, he's done a lot of, like, he paid for someone to have gender reaffirming surgery. He's, like, paid for someone, like, fix their blindness. And just recently he built 100 wells in Africa to bring clean water to all these different villages in Africa. Now, he is a white dude. He's from North Carolina. Nerdy dude. So he's getting a lot of, I don't say backlash, but, you know, a lot of negativity and hate for saying, you know, the white man coming to help and save all the Africans and all this other stuff. And it's shedding some light on, you know, how the local governments couldn't do it and get it done, but it took this one rich white kid from America to come do it. And then it put a spotlight on all the other black billionaires and people with money who haven't done it. But, you know, the white guy did. And it got me thinking, like, he's not the only person to do stuff for the kids in Africa. You know, Akon, you know, bringing electricity and stuff to all these cities. Even though they say he did it, it's like put them in debt to China. Oprah only built schools for girls. Mr. Beast might have did more than all these other black celebrities.
What's the question again?
Who should get a statue on Mr. Beast? Oprah, Akon, or Praz?
Praz? What's that?
Hey,
that's not Africa.
Same difference.
Oh, my.
But, I mean, it's interesting.
Why does he got to get a statue, though?
Can I ask that? Go ahead, Max, what was you going to say? Because I got a question.
What's the statue about? Like, what is it just... Because what's the statue for?
To commemorate all the stuff that they did in Africa.
Yeah, the greatest person to help African
Americans
present.
Yeah. The greatest I guess if we quantify, right, because you're saying Oprah built a school, right?
Girls.
Is that all she does?
Yeah,
because
they don't let girls go to school.
They don't let girls go. There's no girls that go to school in Africa?
Well, she built it in.
Well, first of all, depends on the tribe, I think, but yeah. But, so Oprah built the school, and then who else? He did the wells. Right? Akon brought electricity. Well, to me, I just think that the dude, I mean, he spent about like $500,000 to do all the wells, right? Because of like the boreholes, you know, same as plug. Like we built two of them ourselves in Sigma. They're like $5,000 a pop. You got $5,000, you can build your borehole in Africa. At least that's the going rate in Ghana. So it's about what, like $500,000? So I don't know how much the school costs and what the ongoing investment and what that's doing for society of women who are typically don't go to school because they're like got to make the money and do all the other stuff from a traditional African society. So to me, I think the bigger impact is Oprah, in my opinion, just because of the building. I mean, electricity is definitely a thing. Right, because it helps them out from their day-to-day activity the same way a borehole would be. So I kind of put them on the same level. But if you want to talk about how you change a generation, I mean, that's just go to the whole adage about, you know, teaching people how to fish or fishing for them. So I think that's what Oprah's doing.
Are there any fish as well? Look, I don't understand this whole well thing. Ain't a well just a hole they go to the bottom? You mean it? I don't know, but like,
it's
how do you build a
called a borehole?
Why don't you just give? So do you just give them some shovels and tell them to just start digging a hole?
Nah, so you basically trench down. So there's a nearby river at some point in most of these cases, or they'll just drain do it all there until they get to water, until they get to the water shelf, and then they use like a high. Well, the way we did in Ghana, it has a hydraulic pump that you know what I mean, that kind of runs it, so it doesn't need electricity. Like we had it's like a solar panel thing that kind of fuels it, and then they got this hydro something. Anyway, the technology is basically so it doesn't need electricity, because from what they told us, like it takes them about like damn near like 2 hours to get down to the lake, and then you're carrying buckets back and forth, right? So it's like a 4 hour trip to like back and forth. Right, to get to water. So, you know, these things are like, I mean, it was like crack. As soon as we turned that thing on, you know, they were like lined up with pans, pots, buckets. They had anything you can, like dancing in water. It was crazy. So
I feel like y'all should have introduced them to wagons.
Yeah, them dirt roads, right? Yeah, the water been spilling the whole.
Maybe a cup holder or a lid.
Right.
Any, is there any like water purifiers over there? I feel like a well.
Hell no.
Like how come?
Hell no.
How come there ain't no plumbing,
bro?
Like, how much is plumbing?
It's just not, man. I don't know. That's probably a lot. They're not. They don't have no infrastructure. They don't have a sewer, bro. You going out? You it's like a, you got a shit like a outhouse. Shit pile.
And then they dig a hole and they move it. I feel like we should have gave them some money for a train ticket to another place, then.
These tribes,
but shout
man,
out
are some remote
to
tribes, though.
Shout out.
But anyway,
shout out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though. You don't want to drink that water, though. They had pills.
I wouldn't drink that.
Give me a pill. Some, you know, this lady offered me some water. I thought that joint was clean. I'm like, yeah, all right. So I already take that, slap that shit out of my hand so quick. They was like, whoa. You must don't want to go home. I'm like, what you talking about? Yeah. They're like, we got like an 8 hour ride back. You gonna be shitting the whole time. I'm like, damn. Thanks. So you like you're American. This is what he told me. He was like, your American stomach can't drink guyane water. I'm like, what? So I felt some kind of way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yo? Who you talk to? Who you talking like that?
Short?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, talking about your American stomach can't drink. I ain't eating water. Like, I'm like, the fuck, dude, fuck you, nigga. What you trying to say to me? Like, I felt some kind of way about it, you know?
See, I want to go to Kirkstone like so I can get, I want to get one so I can get a tapeworm and lose weight. But I just seen, have you ever watched that Nature is Metal page on Instagram? They just showed a bear with a tapeworm. That joint was crazy, like a bear shitting out a tapeworm. That shit was like,
really?
That shit was like 12 feet long, you know. But the bear looked healthy.
Yeah, found one.
I bet he ate good. I don't know if he prepared himself for winter, but I need a tapeworm, you know, and then Doc Navy can remove it. Drake dropped the six song project. I listened to that. A lot of rap music, very emotional rap, but, you know, thought it was good. Anybody else check it out? Anybody got any opinions on the Drake Deluxe for that terrible-ass project that he dropped a couple months ago?
I listened to it. I think it's better than what before.
Yeah, your antenna fucked up again, like, you know.
I listened to it, and I think it's better than For All the Dogs, but it still ain't. I mean, it still ain't my cup of tea. Like, it's just typical Drake stuff, and I'm not a Drake fan. But it is better than what he last put out.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else listen to it? Got any opinions? All right. So next topic we got. Yo, if you're in New Orleans for Mardi Gras, can your girl show off her breasts? Doc Navy, I know you ain't got a girl, but if you're in a relationship and you're a mother and you want some bees,
I mean,
it's your body.
That's a whole thing.
Go ahead.
It depends. On how many Mardi Gras. I mean, how many martinis and margaritas I've had, but walking through Bourbon Street. But I think it happens. Like, I know it happens. I had a story when we were young. This guy was trying his best to show me the video recording of his girlfriend raising her top. So, yeah, it's just part of the festivities, right?
So I wouldn't care if DJ C-Sire showed her titties if we out there Mardi Gras for some bees. It ain't that, like, I don't know, man. I guess I'm just different, y'all. Like, I know what women have. Like, I've seen DJ C-Sire titties. I love them. Shout out to her titties. But, like, I've seen other people's titties before. They're just titties. I don't understand. Like, I'd be, like, just because she showed them off with some bees doesn't mean that somebody going to come up and just put their mouth on her nipple and start sucking them. Then I'd have an issue. But if you're a Mardi Gras, I'm sorry, I farted. That was that pause. But if you're a Mardi Gras doing Mardi Gras things and you want some bees and you in the moment, you having a good time, I don't see a problem with it. But I understand how guys can be a little self-conscious about that. But, you know, before I get to the rest of the guys, you just concerned if we in Mardi Gras, we in New Orleans, we was. You didn't show off your titties, but would you?
I don't think, I mean, if I wanted to, it would be anything that would be crazy.
Here's the question. If I told you, if you said, hey, I want some bees, I want to show my tits, do you care? If I said no, would you do it anyway? Because it's your body, your tits?
I don't know.
Damn, no respect.
No, I was going to say, yeah, I can do it.
The funny thing is, the face that DJ C-Star and the fight that she has is her saying, if I want to do it, I'm going to do it. But she knows that she loves me enough that if I asked her not to do it, she wouldn't.
I would think she's
going to do it anyway. And that's God, because I'm a man. You got to listen to the man because of Jesus.
I mean, I could feel like I can understand someone not wanting someone to just go flying around. Like, oh, it's just weird. I mean, it's the same thing. Are you going to go drop his pants around? What is that? It's not cool. I guess it's different because, you know, just different between the genders, but it's like...
I'm not showing my dick off for bead.
I mean, they do, don't they? But
that's how you get herpes.
I don't think that's how you get herpes. I think it would, if someone really felt that strong about it, it's okay. But I guess I don't really have a strong urge for cheap ass beads and it's like flash people. It is not something that I'm comfortable dealing with. I mean,
Blair, if you're in New Orleans, can your girl show off her tits for beads? Blur, you out there?
Absolutely not. Ain't showing off the goods for some beads. We could just go to Walmart and buy. You can woo-hoo, you can like jump up and down, but ain't gonna be no flashing niggas just for some beads. That ain't happening.
Feels like it devalues her.
No, I don't even think it's devaluing. I think it's just the respect for me. Like, I don't want everybody just seeing my girl tits. Like, nah, just for some beads? Nah, nah.
And I ain't doing it.
Oh, shit.
But, see, that's not the question, if you would do it or not. If you wanted to do it.
Right. The issue.
If you don't want to do it, we're not saying that, hey, you're forced to do it. What we're saying is if you wanted to show your tits in New Orleans, does your boyfriend, significant other, husband, lover have a right to tell you, no, you can't do it?
See, I think so, absolutely, because, like, so things like that, I guess almost anything in a relationship has got to be respected. Like, so, hey, if now there are certain things, it's like, well, you know what, this ain't it. But I don't think flashing on Bourbon Street is going to be the line. I don't think that's the line. But, hey, I think my girl working is disrespectful to me. Like, fuck you, I'm going to work.
I think New Orleans
is respectful. Then, yeah, I think that's something you just got to come to an agreement on.
I didn't want to hear from you. I want to hear from her. She was in the background. I wanted to get her comment on.
Yeah, we should go back to the room.
Yeah, your antenna, yo. Get your Wi-Fi together, yo. Call
up. Horrible.
And tell them that your upload speed is 5.8. Blur. I mean, Mixture. What you think? Can your girl
get another
show her tits at New Orleans
Mardi
Gras?
Yeah, if that's what's moving her, I don't give a shit. Fuck a flash away. But guess what she gonna do? Every time she show a titty, yo, that's a drink for me, man. Like, they gonna have to do more than beads. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, man, that costs you a drink, something. Like, you gotta be beads and something. She can do all she wants to, but I need to figure out what I'm gonna get with kickback. I need a kickback, so that's how
you
I look at
suck.
It. So what?
You get to suck on her titties. That's the kickback.
Yeah, nah. I'm talking about it ain't gonna be beads.
Nah.
What the fuck is beads, man? You know what I'm saying? They weigh beads. I'm like, nah, drinks, buddy. Drinks. I got it. You know what I mean? Like,
figure out.
Listen, no, I get the drink. They get to see her tits. They like to wear red.
Yo, that's pimping her out.
No, I'm not telling her to do anything. She just wants to do it. I want to drink.
I'm sure.
I guess it's a win-win.
New York,
you know what
New
I mean?
York.
Cause so the conversation could easily be, hey, man, would you get mad if I start flashing my titties? I'm like, nah, as long as they come with drinks. Simple conversation. Like, yo, like, get more than your drink. Shit, you going to play with your titties just for some beads? Let's get them drinks out of that, too. Get them some money.
Mm.
Shit.
Mm. Okay. New York, New York.
Yeah, nah, I'm not into policing women's bodies, bro. Like, she can do whatever she wants. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm still going home with her, bro. If you want to live your life like that, go ahead and live your life. I mean, if we having fun, it's a one in a lifetime chance to experience body girl, go all out. I'm not hating on that. I'm not hating on that.
Yeah, that's how I am. I'm like, yo, you're a Mardi Gras, you're partying, if that's the vibe, other girls are showing their tits, they beads everywhere, like, you know, it's Mardi Gras, that's the vibe, I ain't sweating it. Because I guess I've never been, I don't know, it's always been my type. Like, it's just, you know, just because a girl show you her tits doesn't mean you're going to go home and sleep with her. Like, we've all been to strip clubs before. We've seen titties. We know what they look like. Big ones, tall ones, short ones, one different size ones. One goes up, one goes to the left, mismatched ones. There are all types of titties out there. God bless women and their bodies. It's not that big of a deal. Doc Navy, already come to you? Did I went to you first, right? Yeah. All right. I think that's it. I wanted to get into this Florida governor and this debate tonight, but I was trying to wait to see if my cousins was hopping on because they like politics. So do y'all want to talk about the Republican debate tonight? We ain't watch it.
We'll get the updates next week?
Yeah. That's kind of the plan.
All right, we'll get the updates to talk about next week. I'll get my cousins to come on because they're into politics. We only got about 3 minutes left. Anything in particular anybody want to talk about?
Yo, you see dude from the Packers, you'll talk about y'all going to stop calling Lisa Ramon Miles' boyfriend, yeah? If y'all think about that, ooh. Yeah. You know, Simone Biles is dating that receiver, the receiver from Green Bay. And
no, I didn't know.
The media, because she went, yeah, so she's dating him. I forgot the dude's name, you know. But she's dating the receiver from Green Bay. She came to the game, so, of course, you know what I mean, she's getting all this attention because fucking Simone Biles. I mean, she's a, you know, Olympian, gold medalist, getting all this buzz.
Twitter.
So when they interview him, they refer to him after he's in his uniform, and they're like referring to him as like Simone Biles' boyfriend. Like, I'm in the league, right? Like, this game I'm playing, and like, you're at my game, and because she's there, like, now he just like Simone Biles' boyfriend. So he's like, yo, y'all gonna stop referring to me as a Simone Biles' boyfriend. Like, I just felt like,
yo,
it was interesting. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Ask your question. No.
I was saying, I just found it interesting to be like, yo, like, you know what I mean? Like, you got the Taylor and Kelsey, but they don't say, you know, that's Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Like, he's Kelsey, right? And I get it. He's not Kelsey on his Green Bay. But just like, if you put yourself in that situation, like, bro, you know she's more famous than you, right? So, like, I mean, can you really be mad? Like, or would you be mad if someone kept calling you your famous girlfriend boyfriend? Like, I get it, you
know
the name, but you know, like, yeah.
I think that's great. Like, if DJ C Sign was famous and they was just like, yo, you just her boyfriend, I'm like, yeah, you see I pulled her right. Like I would use it to my advantage. Well, not even to my advantage, but like, I think that's dope. Like, yeah, like, that's my chick. Yeah, I know I'm her boyfriend, but I got her. So you better watch out, because I'll pull your mama, too. If I can pull her, I can pull your mama. That's what I would say. But that's funny. I didn't know Simone Biles was dating a dude from the Packers. Good for her.
Yeah,
I actually got married.
Oh, yeah, they may be married. I don't know. Or his husband. I don't know. Whatever the fuck the situation is, whether it's like Simone Biles' husband or either way, he was like correcting them because they kept saying the shit. But Blur, would you get mad? Like, would you be mad that they keep referring to you as that? Like, he's more famous than him, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean, I would be mad, especially at my game. Yeah. Like, I can see if they're, like, on a red carpet or something for the Olympics.
That's a good point.
But we had my game. Yeah, and she is Mrs. whatever, whatever. I'm not Mr. something, something. So, yeah, that would be a problem. I mean, I've heard them call, like, people call Travis Kelce Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Like, they call them that. Those are usually people who are not familiar with NFL. Like, if you at my game, yeah, disrespectful.
Oh, yeah. Y'all got anything else? Because I just realized the one thing I want to talk about, I had epiphany. But I don't want to step on an extra topic. DJ C. Sire, Doc Nate, y'all got anything on Simone Biles wearing the pants in her relationship? But she's tiny. He's got to have fun with her. Get a gymnast? I mean, her kids ain't going to be in the league. But, all right. Anyway. Doc, you got anything? You still quiet back there. You good?
No. No. Mm-mm. I'm good.
All right. So I had an epiphany just real quick. We only got about 3 minutes. So I thought Jimmy Carter was dead. He wasn't. His wife died. And I kept thinking to myself, why does everybody care that Jimmy Carter's wife died? She was just the first lady. No disrespect. I know Kamala Harris is first lady and she's black, but I didn't think the first lady, vice president, there you go. I didn't think, let me just finish this so we can do 3 minutes. I know I fucked up. DJ C. Sarah likes to correct me. Story of my life. But I kept wondering in my head, like, why do y'all care so much that a president's wife died? Until I realized, oh, this is what it must be to, like, have pride in America, because, again, I'm having these thoughts to myself, and I was like, I've never been upset that a president's wife died because I'm not, like, in love with America. Like, I'm black. I understand the struggles of America. And then I thought, what if Michelle Obama died? And I was like, yo, I think I'll be upset. Like, if I'm 90 and, like, when Michelle Obama dies, I think I'll be upset. And I was like, damn, this must be what it's like to be an American. That was my epiphany. That's all I got. I don't know if y'all got any comments on that. But, yeah, rest in peace, Jimmy Carter. Wife.
Save that for next week. Yeah, that's I got comments.
All right, we'll talk about Jimmy Carter wife die. It's been a great show. Shout out to America. Shout out to the Palestinians. Shout out to the Israels. Play that flute music and get some peace over there. Peace in the Middle East. It's been great talking to all of y'all. It's always great back on the show. Hope y'all had a good Turkey Day. Shout out to the Native Americans. I'm sorry for y'all genocide. Oh, we still got to talk about that white boy who had that black and white face painting, and they said he was racist, and then they said that he was Native American. Democrats fucked up. Is he not Native American? He white? Yeah, we got to talk about that next week. Man, we missed some funny stuff. DJ C. Simon, we got to get out of here. Anything you want to say to the people before we roll? Doc Navy, always great hearing your voice, always great having you. Be more forceful. Jump in. I love hearing your comments. You got great, strong opinions. We have these great conversations when you're in my house in person. I want to have them on the air. Always call in. Feel free to jump in. You got anything to say to people before we roll?
Roger that. Good night.
M Extra, you got anything?
Well, sir. Holla.
Blur. Oh. When you said no, sir, I thought you was done. My bad. What you got, Master?
I said holla.
Oh, all right. Blur, what you got?
Don't ever take it from somebody. If they're not giving it up willingly, then go ahead and just chalk it up and go find someone who's giving it up willingly. If you ever find yourself in a position where you're telling a woman, hey, I'm fucking you or I'm fucking your son, you done made some bad decisions in your life, and you need to go CG or wherever and repent.
Depending on how much you love your kids, you might let them fuck your son. Hey, Blur's girlfriend, shoot me a text so I can send Blur some aluminum foil for his phone so he can get a better reception next week. Great having you too as well. New York, floor is yours.
Hey, look, to all the young cats out there, shit, damn, I'm getting old. I ain't even realize, bro, I can't even call them young cats. Bro, to the young homies out there, bro, like, you know what I mean? You ain't got to pick up, like, you ain't got to pick up no gangster rap. Don't do the gangster rap, y'all. You know I mean, everybody coming to the rap, overflowing it, bro. 50 years of hip-hop, respect that, bro. Pick up a flute or something. Pick up an instrument. Play the piano. Do something. Change music. Make it more relatable, you know what I mean? Make more timeless music. That's more important now these days. Other than that, you know what I mean? Diddy, watch out, bro. Diddy, watch out. You a wild boy, bro. Like, you know what I mean? It's wild. That whole situation that came out was wild, bro. And now Keith D trying to implicate you on Tupac's murder, bro. You know what I mean? Lawyer up, do whatever you got to do, bro. Like, it's crazy out here. Other than that, you know what I mean? Drink your tea, stay hydrated, you know what I mean? Calm your nerves down, stay elevated, get into your healing phase, you know what I mean? Level up and all that, drink the water, save the bees. Other than that, you know what I mean? Have a good time, you know what I mean? Get to the next conversation.
My man.
Out, next conversation. Ain't no motherfucking truth on this, bitch. We ain't playing no motherfucking flute.